This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. No one likes getting a speeding ticket. It can wreck your day, cost you a couple of $100s, and raise your insurance. But as Christopher Connolly reports for our One Crisis Away project about life on the financial edge, the consequences of a speeding ticket can be much more severe for people who can't afford to pay.
These days, when Ashley Bryant drives around in her black Nissan, she does it without the anxiety she carried for 6 years whenever she got behind the wheel.
Every time, you know, I do this, I pray before I get in the car. I be like, God, please cover me while no police won't get me today.
Bryant used to have a bit of a lead foot, she says, and by 2012, she'd racked up a half dozen tickets. She's a certified nursing assistant and simply couldn't afford to pay for them. So she ended up with an arrest warrant from the Fort Worth Municipal Court. Her license was suspended, and that made every drive to get groceries, to pick up her kids, stressful.
It's scary, you know, you gotta look behind you, make sure the police not gonna turn around and get you, because you know you're gonna go to jail because you have a warrant, you know.
Since she didn't have the $2,000 she owed, she kept driving, even though she knew she was risking arrest.
You don't want to take that road going to jail.
In 2018, Bryant's Catholic Charities caseworker told her about a new thing the city of Fort Worth was doing, a warrant forgiveness program. Basically, it's a push to get people to work with the court to resolve outstanding citations.
I wasn't going down there because I'm going to go to jail because I didn't have no money. But then when I found out it was safe through the warrants forgiveness program, you know, I took that chance and went.
There are more than 280,000 arrest warrants outstanding from Fort Worth's municipal court alone, mostly unpaid traffic tickets and some code violations and other low-level Class C misdemeanors like shoplifting. Municipal Court Chief Judge Danny Rogers says a lot of people kind of ignore tickets when they don't have the money to pay them. Others get confused.
They don't quite understand what to do. If you look at a ticket now, it's 3 pages long. People don't read that, so they don't understand. So if we can get them to come to us, talk to us, we can help them get in a situation that they can handle it.
For years, the court would participate in statewide roundups, tracking down people with outstanding warrants. But a few years ago, the court shifted strategy, launching Court in the Community events to help people resolve old tickets. Some fines get dropped. There's also payment plans or community service. 40,000 cases have been resolved that way.
Sure, just come see us. We have no interest in putting someone in jail because they don't take care of their tickets. We really want people to come in and resolve their tickets.
Across the state of Texas, not taking care of tickets can get expensive fast. Depending on the city, there are fees to get on payment plans, collections fees, fees for having a warrant issued in the first place. If you don't come to court, you can get charged with failure to appear. If your driver's license is suspended, you can get tickets for driving without a license. Your car insurance rates go up, and of course, you can actually get arrested.
If at any point you have the money to pay what you owe and you just go to the court and give them the money, all of this kind of goes away.
Mary Mergler is with the advocacy group Texas Appleseed.
So clearly the people who have these warrants and license suspensions are struggling to pay because money makes these problems go away, but they just don't have the money.
Mergler praises Fort Worth Municipal Court for trying to work with people like Ashley Bryant. She's still paying off the original tickets, $25 a month. She's got her license back and has car insurance she can afford, and now...
But now I feel like I can drive in peace, you know, since I didn't take care of my business as, you know, taking care of my warrants.
Bryant knows a lot of people with warrants from unpaid tickets, and she hopes they can face their fears, head into court, and work out a plan to pay them off. I'm Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth.